Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Podcast is now sponsored by TyreSpot, the Northeast's leading tyre supplier with branches across the region. TyreSpot don't just do tyres, they cover everything from servicing to wheel alignment. They can handle every aspect of your car's maintenance. For more information, visit tyrespot.co.uk. Enjoy the episode. Hi everybody, welcome back to the Gallagher Shot YouTube channel and podcast, and we are back with another special podcast, a special one for you this week. I am your host Chris, joined by Daryl and Decker. I just want to highlight straight away, the point of this podcast is just to look at the final three fixtures, but we are recording this at 7 o'clock on a Monday night, so we do have the Crystal Palace Man U game yet to be played, so we don't know the result of that one, but obviously we'll touch on that as we go through the podcast. So boys, I just wanted to get a couple of people together. Just obviously it is the last run really now, that last final push for Europe, and there are three or four teams in the mix for this one. Deck, I'm going to start with you first of all, because up until a few weeks ago we thought Spurs were gone. There's no catching Spurs. But Spurs' form has dropped dramatically, and they've kind of been sussed out a little bit, and they're stuck in this Ange ball way of playing, which everybody was buzzing with at the start of the season, well, up until probably two-thirds of the season, and recently hasn't been getting the points on the board, Digger.
Yeah, so it's a funny one, because when Ange came in, obviously there was a lot of like...
Just because Ange always says mate.
Oh, mate, yeah. I mean, mate, yeah. The game that's that, this is just how I feel about it. Obviously, I'm not, you know, Spurs expert or anything. I do have some stats for you though, so you know.
Oh, hey.
You remember they played Chelsea in the league, and I think they got two players sent off, and they still kept playing this incredibly high line, and they got done in the end. And he got interviewed, and he was saying like, it's just who we are, mate. You know, and then I felt as if it was from there where they seemed to get found out a little bit. So some of the stats that I have for you, so you guys will be really pleased to know this. So obviously they only won one in the last five. And that last win was against Forest. In them five games, they've conceded 14 goals. And it's the fourth consecutive defeat. And that's their first time since 2004 that's actually happened. This is a bit of a weird one, but if the league had started on Christmas Day, Spurs would be currently 16th place. And we've played a lot of football since Christmas Day. So I think that's... I think people look at the last five games, but I think that form tells you the truth there, that it's worse than what you may think. And they haven't picked up a Premier League point since the 7th of April. And there's one you sent me, which confuses a bit. But based on the most recent form over the last five games, their average is 0.6 points per game, making it one of the worst performing teams.
Which at the moment. We can't tell a mile off, because Daryl, they have been shocking recently.
Yeah.
And I think that they're top talent, if you're looking at the likes of Son and Maddison, just haven't been hitting the heights that they were earlier on the season, especially Maddison.
Yeah.
You need your players to be a top of their game or this starts happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And even in the defence as well, I mean, you have to go back to the week before they played us at St James's, and was it Van de Ven was getting raving reviews because he'd scored that goal, and he defending was tremendous. And then ever since then, it's just all gone to pot.
Like you said. Excited to see what the grass of St. James's Park smelt like.
Exactly,
have they have had, well, listen, nowhere near at our level, of course, but injuries, of course, and Doggy got injured, who actually thinks a very good player on the left-hand side, on the left-back position. They've then brought Ben Davies in, and he got injured after, I think, one or two games. So they're now having to revert Emerson from right-back to left-back. Which is tough to do, right? So I think Liverpool,
I watched the game. I watched the last Spurs game, and he was shocking.
The targeted his side.
Yeah.
So now he's not exactly the most switched on right back. His natural position. So you're putting him on left back. In left back, it's even more difficult. And I think I will also say, in Spurs' defense, the games that they've had have been very tough. I mean, they've had, I think it was, you know, they've had Arsenal, they've had Liverpool, they've got Man City to come, they've had us away. Mm-hmm. So it has been tough for them. We will come on to their fixtures probably. I don't know if you want to do that now.
Yeah, so we'll look at their next three fixtures. Luckily for Spurs, they do have two home games, back-to-back home games, which always no home, obviously, games tend to get better results there. So they have Brighton coming up on Saturday. They then have, they've got Burnley coming up on Saturday. Yeah. Then I have City going to their ground on the Tuesday night. And then obviously the last game of the season is Sheffield away. It's a blessing in disguise, that Sheffield away game for them.
I think all them stats I've read out there of how poor they've been, and the fans, well, to be fair, there were some of them questioning Ange on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Or was it Sunday? Apologise, Sunday. Them last three games will be fine. I mean, the Man City game, of course, the Tottenham don't even want to win that game. Let's be very clear. There's not a fan of Tottenham wants to win that game anyway, given it'll help Arsenal. So, but having Burnley and Sheffield United, you know, either side of the sandwich, if you like, is great for them. So I think fifth's out the window.
So we're looking, Darryl, because you mentioned this before we started recording, the likes of that Burnley game coming up could be a great one for a neutral, because Burnley once again fighting for their lives. Spurs fighting to stay in that position, which they currently have in fifth position. They are sitting 60 points. If we skip on to the next game of Roger Deck, as I just mentioned there, the City game.
Yeah.
It's a strange one for them, isn't it?
It is. And just trying to review it as well, like, you know, it's a, like, just to drop back again to that Burnley game, it's a clash of styles that should really, like I said earlier, like, really be entertaining for the neutral. And then you look at the Man City game. Man City haven't won at the new Spurs ground yet since it was finished. So there's little omens knocking in here and there and everywhere. But as Decker already said, do they really want to win that game if it gives Arsenal the title?
I would say I don't think the players have that mindset.
I don't think
the players aren't a fan, if that makes sense. They're a professional. They want to win a game. They want to beat City. They want to push on.
Don't end the season
But as a fan, of course, and Anderson, certainly doesn't want to throw that game away. Mm. You know what I mean? It's a funny one, though. I get it from a fan's perspective.
Imagine hearing that from a manager. Just going, I would just throw it.
Yeah, the fans don't want to win this one, mate. And then they'll just lose. You know?
The other thing I would say as well is, if you look at that Sheffield game on the last day, again, like, what happens when Spurs go to a relegated team on the last day?
Exactly. We'll look at, obviously, against us. When was it?
5-1.
5-1.
Yeah.
Obviously, that game annoyed me. I don't want to even go back. That pissed us off. That.
Yeah, but there was a euphoria, Rafa, and that we had a different sort of thing to cling on to.
Yeah.
Whereas Sheffield United, I don't feel they're going to have that. You know, if them got an unbelievable manager into the last game of the season, that would reunite everything and spur them on. But that's not going to happen, of course. Yeah. So I would expect Spurs to win that one. Mm.
So if we're looking at it, if we're looking at Spurs' next three fixtures, like I said, it's Burnley, City, both those at home, then away to Sheffield. So possible 9 points there. How many points are they taking, Digger?
I probably definitely think six. Like,
okay,
the only game that maybe Burnley's the one that I'm thinking possibly could Burnley do something, but I don't know. I did think Burnley were poor, to be quite honest, against us.
So that puts them on finishing at 66 points for Spurs, and that's probably them keeping that fifth position, isn't it?
I think so. Only just, they've just done enough before Christmas.
I think we're one game shy. From just trying to pip it at the final post there. Yeah. If we go on to the next team, and we'll focus on ourselves because we're sixth in the league, and it's, well, at this point of recording, the sixth in the league. That might have changed by the time you listen to this one. But let's just say it. Man U are on the end of a defeat tonight, Darryl. We'll go down that route because that's what we're hoping for. We're all Crystal Palace fans at the minute. But Newcastle's next three fixtures, like I say, we're sitting sixth position on 56 points. We have our final game of the season at home to Brighton. Then we have two away trips. We'll have Man U, which is midweek, which is a huge game. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a second. Then we'll have Brentford away as well. it's quite tough for us as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Brighton's recent form has just started to pick up a little bit. You know, they beat Aston Villa last time out over the weekend. Again, though, that was at home. Our home form has really picked up again in recent weeks.
Norman performed well as well last home game of the season.
Yeah, that's it. There'll be people out there wanting to put on a show. And now that we've got Joe Linton and Miggy back as well, there's a little bit of depth in there. It's great to see them
huge,
on the bench.
Huge for the squad confidence-wise as well. Yeah. This is one of the things when we're preparing for this podcast, I looked at and thinking the return of those three players which we saw on the bench, Pope, Almiron and Joe Linton, what a game changer for me. And the final three games of the season, they're going to be huge. Absolutely huge in that final push.
Absolutely. And yeah, so, you know, the home game, like you say, there'll be a show to be put on there for the fans to see that, like, everybody off for the season effectively. And even though there's still two games to go after that, I think we'll get on to the other teams as well. But I think the whole way this is going to play out hinges on that game at Old Trafford next week. I think whatever happens in that game will determine one way or the other how it's going to finish.
If you look at the current form guide as well, it is Newcastle. Well, out of the four teams that we're looking at, it is Newcastle and Chelsea who are topping that one, really.
Yeah.
Newcastle, our last five results, we have won four, lost just one.
Yeah.
If you look at Chelsea, they've won three, drawn one, and lost one as well. We'll talk about Chelsea in just a second, but our form of recent games, it's been phenomenal.
It's really picked up, and it was just that one little blip down at Crystal Palace, which is why we're hoping they'll do the same tonight. In our favour against Man United. You know, it's really just picked up, and we've been putting the ball in the back of the net plenty of times as well, so we're being really prolific in front of goal.
And I think what we'll have to look at as well is our away form hasn't been great this season compared to what it was last season.
Absolutely.
And yes, we do have two away fixtures, but it started to plateau a little bit, our away form, I think, in the last six. It's pretty down the middle at the moment. I think we've actually won three and lost three the last six away games. It's probably a good point of the season for it to start even out, especially those two fixtures coming up. But go back to that Man U game. Huge.
Absolutely.
Monumental, huge. That game.
So, so huge. And, you know, if we can get results to go in our favour tonight as we record and at the weekend as well, then we might not even... And obviously, we have to do a job on Saturday against Brighton. We might not even have to go to Old Trafford and get a win. We can get away with a draw. We just have to not lose.
Let's say worst case scenario, Decker, though. Let's say we're recording this podcast and Man U have got 3 points against Palace. That puts them equal with the number of games and 1 point ahead of Newcastle. Yeah. Once again, I'm going to say about that game coming up on Wednesday night, next Wednesday. It's no matter what the result is against Palace, it's still massive. We can still go into that game being 1 point behind Man United and come out on top afterwards.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, do they play Arsenal before us on that? They do, don't they?
Yes, next Sunday.
Yeah, so obviously I think Arsenal will beat them. That's how I think.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, you know, there's games, isn't there? In, that is almost like a cup final type of event. Yeah. And I know Man United aren't what they were, and everyone always loves to have a joke about them, but you're still playing at Old Trafford, nighttime game, and I just have a feeling that it's a massive opportunity for the team and the players and the group to make a real statement, like, you know, and if you can go there and win, it'd be unbelievable. Like.
And for what it's worth, as absolutely honking as Man United have been, you just have to look at some of the results. You know, they scraped a draw against Bournemouth. They nearly won the thing at Brentford, and it was only because Brentford then came back in injury time after they'd scored and got an equaliser themselves. I mean, I was absolutely livid watching that Brentford game because I thought there'd no way did they deserve to get 3 points out of that game.
That's what worries me. You get Man United, though, that no matter how bad, and this is probably one of the worst we've ever seen, this Man United team, and they still managed to grind out results.
Well, it goes to tell. I think we've done...
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think we've had a great season, right? That's how I feel in terms of the injuries and the challenges we've had. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, isn't it? I feel every time I, you know, watch any news, anything, it's Man United have lost. Mm. And Man United is the joke. Man United are still pushing. They're right up our arse. You know what I mean? So even though they've had a poor season, they're still, you know, they're still there, thereabouts. For, I appreciate not for what them would they want to have, but they're not exactly 10th or 11th. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's how I feel they should be, given the fact that every week it's, they seem to get beat or whatever. But it would be, part of us, right, I get what Darryl's saying, that it would be nice that if we go on that Wednesday night game, and it doesn't matter if we lose. Part of me, I want it to mean something, and I want to go there.
Want to be neck and neck.
I do. A part of us, I mean, if you could guarantee us we'd win, you know what I mean? But it would be lovely to, you know, why not? Like, let that be our little cup final and go there, beat them, and outright finish in that position.
I don't like how you keep saying cup final when it's against Man United.
Well, yeah, I know it's not, but like, it is
in that field.
It is.
We don't normally do well in them games.
that's why, like, you know, we've talked about this for a long time, right, in terms of players growing and gaining experience. And sometimes you think, did that final come too early? Were they a bit too nervous? And then you've got Champions League games. Were they just a little bit naive? Mm. But them same players have still grown through all of that. Yeah. And I feel as if maybe they could walk onto that game against Old Trafford and go, it's fine. You know, we're good enough to beat them. And mentioning the players that, look at that bench on Saturday, man. It's wonderful, the bench. Yeah. It looks so much stronger. Mm. Them players coming back in, it would be amazing to beat them.
Talking about players coming in, if you look at Man United, Daryl, players going out. Yeah. You've got Maguire, which looks like he's out for the season now. Then you've got Fernandes, which hasn't featured in the game against Palace tonight.
Yeah.
Bonus, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, again, when you look at, we just mentioned about how they were able to claw themselves back into these games where we think they've been down and out or whatever. It's been Fernandes that's been the driving force in that. And as much as we all hate him as a person because he's just a nasty piece of work and he's a bit of a mourner and all that, and he is their catalyst. Mm. And for him to be missing for the Palace game, and obviously we'll see what happens in that going forward, but if he misses any more games this season, then it really is going to be a nail in the coffin for them.
If we just look at the Man United fixtures, what it was, we've moved on to them. Currently sat in eighth once again. I'm going to keep on saying this before this game against Palace. But their next fixtures, like Dick, I mentioned, they have Arsenal at home on Sunday. Then obviously the Newcastle United game, a final game of the season against Brighton. So very, very similar to our fixtures.
Yeah.
Flip between the Arsenal game coming up.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, as we mentioned, that pivotal fixture against us in the middle of next week. And again, going to Brightford for them won't be at Brightford.
I like this little hybrid team.
They're going to struggle against 22 players. Like.
Yeah, exactly. But no, going to Brighton for them won't be a very easy task, given Brighton's little resurgence they're having at home. So their run isn't as easy as it's made out to be either. And you know, again, if you look at that previous five, in their form, as I mentioned before, Tottenham's form isn't great. Man United have only won one of their last five. There's one win, three draws, and one loss. The only win that they had in that five was the 4-2 home win against Sheffield United. And you would think, well, why is that pivotal? Well, it is, because Sheffield United twice led in that game.
Yeah.
And it was a game, one of those games where they came back from a deficit and turned it round.
As funny as that looked at the time, that you know, you wouldn't expect Sheffield United to be leading. Mm-hmm. They could have quite easily been against us. So, you know, you kind of throw stones too much, you know.
To add to that as well, if you look at that last five games there, the amount of goals they're conceding in those games as well, one against Burnley, two against Sheffield, two against Bournemouth, two against Liverpool, and four away to Chelsea. So they're absolutely shipping goals. I've got a little question for you. When do you think that the last kept a clean sheet in the league? It was a long time ago. Really? It was seven league games ago, and it was on the 9th of March against Everton.
Was Old Trafford?
Well, yes, he was actually. But Pickford was playing for Everton, so, you know. Okay. And in terms, you just mentioned Onana there, they've only kept eight clean sheets all season. That's four at home and four away. And it's the 11th best in the league.
And they've obviously got centre-half issues as well. Yes. There's a point to that. I mean, you could say, well, the leaking goals, so losing Maguire might be a good thing. I don't think it will be, though. And I think, you know, they're relying on Evans, who's obviously a canny age, hasn't had that much football. So that'll be tough.
You can flip that around, though, Decker, because we're quite short at centre-back issue.
We are, yeah.
At the minute as well, with Dan Byrne and Emile Kraft being our last centre-back partnership.
Yeah, well, Byrne's been his correct position.
Well, Byrne, no, phenomenal.
Just a joke,
position.
Mark. Just a joke. No, absolutely. It's not a joke. Right. That's actually not at all.
It's a truth.
No, yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. But I just think we're building really good momentum at the moment. Like, I think momentum's absolutely, I've said it for years about football and what we're ending it as well as now, of course. It's still, we have to do our business, right? We still have to do our business and Brighton to come and all the rest of it that we've talked about. But I don't know, my mind keeps going to that Wednesday night game because I think Palace will win tonight. Mm-hmm. And I just have this feeling they might, and of course they're not going to kick off quite yet, but I don't know, it'll be interesting. Obviously Fernandez, I don't know how bad that injury is. Clearly he's not playing tonight, but is he going to be out longer? And Darryl's right, he's a huge part of what they are like.
The other thing to mention as well, and I don't want to mention it too soon because we'll have to bring it back when we start to round up the conversation, is going to be goal difference. And Man United's goal difference is just one.
Because we are Eddie Howe's top scorer, Mags.
Exactly.
Man, that's why.
Exactly. Now our goal difference is the best out of everybody in that little clutch at the minute. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we'll come back to that when we once we've rounded
up. I just want to go back to our fixture as well. So, Decker, I know your answer. I know exactly what you're going to say. But now the next three games, how many points are Newcastle United?
Nine.
I know you're going to say nine. I don't know why you're thinking about it.
Yeah, but nine. Yeah. Now that's still a big ask. Like,
I agree with you though.
It is hard to look on paper and go nine, and you've got it's not easy. Like, but I'm going to say nine. Yeah.
So that would put us on 63 points.
Would it?
60. Yeah. So we're currently on 56.
Oh, yeah.
Which
65.
Yeah, it'll be 65.
65, aye, bad maths.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah, that's why I looked. Surely I can count.
Mathematics, aren't it?
Hey,
65 points. Sorry, yeah, so that's just a point behind Spurs.
66. Yeah, so that's how I feel it'll go. Yeah, I do. I do, but I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't want to be doubtful here. But
do you know what it is? After we beat Spurs at home 4-0, I didn't think we'd lose another game, and then we went to Palace and lost in the midweek after that. So
yeah, you just don't know, do you? And you just don't know. And I think Brighton it's the home game, right? We're lucky in that sense that I agree with Darryl that you could have that carnival atmosphere that we've seen on previous last home games in Arsenal at home. And it was the other one we had. It was Arsenal twice, wasn't it? No.
Spurs, if we could go back to Spurs. Yeah. We've normally done pretty well last game of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
was it not Brighton last season as well?
Can't remember off the top of my head.
That was when we were secured Champions League football, wasn't it?
Yeah, I
can't remember. If we move on to Chelsea,
your dark horse in this.
Do you know what it is? Ask me this question a couple of weeks ago, and I'm putting all my money on Newcastle United to nick that. Well, not even nick that, but secure that sixth place. Chelsea are scaring the shit out of me, like constantly looking over your shoulder. And we'll talk about us scoring goals. They're up there as well. They can't not score at the minute, and they're bagging plenty as well. And the player which I want to mention is Cole Palmer. He's been fantastic, hasn't he?
He has. He's been absolutely.
Even if we just go back to the Everton game, his back was four in the Everton game. Could have been more against that, but obviously he scores against West Ham as well, and he's got a bag full of assists as well. I think goal involvement, I think it's like something like 46% of Chelsea's fixtures, he's been involved in some sort of involvement in the goal, which is phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, he's arguably the signing of the season, isn't he, really? For the division. He's just been absolutely out of this world. And then you see that happening and you think, well, why the hell did Man City let him go? Because that's where he's gone. That's where he's come from.
They can't afford to do it, though.
That's the reason they can't afford to do it.
It's not like us getting rid of Isak. They can't afford to do it.
Tell us their fixtures to come.
So Chelsea's fixtures, they have probably, I would say, the easiest run of fixtures. They have two away games. So the next two, Forest away, Brighton away. Then the finish the season with Bournemouth at home. It's a decent run. If I'm any team, I want that.
Brighton have such a big say in all this, isn't it?
They do. But if I'm picking any fixtures out of the four teams we've gone through, I'm going for Chelsea's.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I would... it will be tough for them.
Toughy.
They'll be fighting for their lives as well. I mean, I know that it looks like they're pretty much safe, but they still need to confirm it, don't they? What better way to do it than do it at home against Chelsea?
Mm.
but it's going to be close.
They're all funny, my money's on Chelsea. Like,
they're a funny team, Chelsea, aren't they? You tend to find you're not sure what's going to turn up.
But like Spurs.
Yeah. But they don't have smash teams when they turn up. But then again, you've seen them against Arsenal a couple of weeks ago, or it was only last week, I think. When they turn up and they're not at it, they're absolutely diabolical.
Yeah.
Even Poch
can crumble.
Said that, you know. But and I agree, I'd probably expect them to get 9, like
full points out of that for me, which means it makes our task even harder.
Yeah, and it comes back to that old saying, isn't it? Take care of your own business. It kind of comes back to that all the time.
Especially
you know?
With them 2 points.
Yeah, yeah.
Away from
we find ourselves now in the position where as long as we can better whatever they do, we're fine.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And you don't want to, it's awful having to rely on other people, isn't it? You know what I mean? But yeah.
The thing is with the fixtures as well, they play their fixtures exact same time as what we do.
Not really. Mm.
So they've got the Saturday game, they've got the Wednesday, and they've got the Sunday. Mm. Which is, you can't really monitor the situation.
They had to have a little pocket radio in you.
Yeah, till full time.
Your headphones in.
If you look at their last five games, though, 1-3, drawn 1, lost 1. And that defeat would have probably came against Arsenal. I would have been
Arsenal 5-0, yeah.
That's what it would have been.
I don't know. We'll talk about Cole Palmer, how crucial he's been. But if you flip that background to Newcastle and you look at Isak, we'll talk about silent season being Cole Palmer. But do you know what is? Striker of the season, my money's going on Isak, you know. He's been, missed a lot. I think he's missed 10 games this season.
Yeah,
Premier
he's
League
been absolutely
games.
Phenomenal. His strike rate, when you look at all the figures put together in his strike rate, was it 20 goals now in 24 Premier League appearances? Oh, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
I thought that.
For a team, I mean, obviously, you've got Haaland, who's next level, but we're not talking about him. But
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Isak's rate's just absolutely phenomenal.
So I've been looking into Isak since he returned from injury, which was the back end of February, I believe it was. He's played 10 games since then. He's played 90 minutes in 7 of those, which is obviously because Callum Wilson hasn't been fit enough to come on and replace him. Every game that we win, every fixture that Isak scores in, we tend to win that game. There's only been one victory since his return where he hasn't scored.
Pivotal,
which is Fulham,
which
was the Willock goal, 1-0.
Bruno.
I still think Wilson coming back is going to be massive, I do, and Howe seems to be a real believer of trying to get them both on the field at the same time, because it's proven in the past that they've managed to cause defenses mayhem, like, you know. And I think Wilson coming back at the business end, like, could be, even though it's, you know, only a couple of games to go, I really feel that he could have a hand in, but he already kind of has, in a sense, right? You know,
it drives the competition between the two of them doesn't it?
100%, yeah. I honestly think it could be good, but to go back to Isak, sorry, that was the point. Unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. As a footballer, even when he hasn't scored, which is very rare, clearly, he's just involved in everything that we do. He's just similar to Gordon in that sense that you tend to find that everything that good is he's involved somewhere along the line. Absolutely love him. Absolutely. And again, and I don't want to go down this route, but the talk of him or Bruno leaving, I've said this for a long time, I don't feel either of them, and they won't be going, by the way.
Yeah.
But I just feel you can't, because they're so important to us.
And we'll talk about key players, and everyone keeps mentioning the likes of, like you said, Bruno and Isak there. But you just mentioned Gordon as well. Obviously, Gordon's not going anywhere because nobody could afford him being an English talent just arriving at the football club. And there's no way anybody can afford Gordon. I don't think he'd want to go anywhere. But I think he's 20 contributions now towards goals. So it's 10 goals, 10 assists that he's hit. He's hitting a hot streak at the minute as well.
Unbelievable. It's his best, personal best. And you have to remember as well, it's only his first season, full season with us. You know what I mean? So that's what a return, what a return. And there's no way that I think you would be capable of that. Like, so absolutely unbelievable. But again, you look at that guy, it's funny, isn't it? We don't truly know any of these players, right?
Yeah.
But when you watch that Gary Neville overlap podcast, that was really interesting in terms of his frame of mind and his character. And the things he's saying that he does before games and things like that, I was like, wow, like, I never thought in a million years he'd be that way.
Yeah.
But proof's in the pudding, right? He's no man's
And just to bring it full circle back to Isak, you know, I think I would not be surprised in the slightest if this season ends and he's already tied down onto a new contract with better terms and obviously a better clause. If they need to put a clause in, they'll put a better clause in so that it'd be like the Bruno one, where if you're going to want to buy him, you're going to have to pay through the nose. Like,
you've got to buy between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m.
on the 30th of June.
Yeah, he's
making a leap. Yeah,
he's going absolutely nowhere.
So let's just wrap it up a little bit. Let's go through our final stands here.
Yeah.
So we're going to go from fifth down over. Oh, we're all in agreement that Spurs are probably nicking that.
Okay. It would take something.
Okay. Again, self implode.
Yeah.
Next position, Decker.
Us, yeah. Us. No, I think us, yeah. Yeah. I think us, yeah.
Agreed.
Sixth. Then, if we go to seventh, I think Chelsea will nick seventh.
Yeah.
And that means Manu dropped right back down to eighth. So kind of currently how the league's standing at the moment, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If all goes to plan. And I think, obviously, what the implications of it all, really, I think, if we end on that or certainly discuss it, is what competition we're playing for, you know, in terms of that. So obviously what we looked at before we started talking was obviously fifth place gets Europa League, obviously. And then the other spot for the Europa League goes to the FA Cup winners. So we're hoping Man City win that. Because if that doesn't happen and Man United won that, if we finish sixth, that would be conference for us.
Yeah.
So we need Man City to win the FA Cup in order for our sixth place spot to gain the Europa League spot.
But even said that, and just to put a positive spin on it, I think if you ask us this X amount of months ago when we're struggling in the league, and we couldn't really put two passes together, never mind win a game, we thought any sort of European football right now would take.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm in the same boat right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we do that now, considering everything that we've been through in the circumstances that we've found ourselves in, to be where we are now even is nothing short of phenomenal. You know, there's no way we should have any right to be where we are now, given all those injuries and all those problems that we've had.
Especially in just a handful of weeks ago, fans are saying season's over.
I mean, you know, that quarter final was everybody's end of season, apparently. Mm. And look where we are now. And, you know, there's such a, you know, you have to give so much credit to Eddie and the boys for doing what they've done since, because it's nothing short of phenomenal that we now find ourselves in a position where we can still determine our own fate and still qualify for Europe.
And you've hit the nail on the head there, determine our own fate. That's exactly what it is there, isn't it?
100%, yeah. And it's nice to be in that position, you know, that you can do that. It adds its own pressure in a certain way, but I think, as I say, momentum's key, players are coming back. I really think we can do it, you know, and I think to echo what Daryl's saying, like I've said this for a few weeks on the podcast, to be fair, is like, I think it's as big an achievement as last season finishing top four. That's how I feel. And some outside fans be like, what are you talking about? Like, you know what I mean? Finishing the Champions League. Yeah, we did. But what we've had to deal with this season, you know, like said, Dan Ashworth, there are little things off the field. Mm. Dan Ashworth, Tonali's suspension.
More games
to handle. Like, there's so much stuff that has gone on. Eddie Howe's first season managing in Europe. There's just so many obstacles, really. And to be potentially, you know, in a European spot and it being a more unfair is outstanding. Like, the mentality of the lads, because a lot of fans, as you mentioned, were like, oh, well, nothing more to play for now. But the lads have knew, you know, of course they have. They've known that, no, there's a lot to play for. Mm. So, yeah. So even if it's the Conference League or Europa, I'm not bothered. I prefer Europa. If we go to the Conference League, we'll probably win it.
Yeah.
I agree. It doesn't take much of me to get me on board, you know.
No, that's it. There's
a good chance.
Like, honestly, one mention of winning the trophy, I'm all over that. Yeah, in my head, we're winning three this season. It's down to Utah as well, encouraging us. But like, I agree with you. I think when we're talking about this plan for the future of the football club, obviously, we didn't expect last season to happen. We didn't expect Champions League football. And we're all looking at the likes of Conference League Europa and things like that. I think we could probably win one of those trophies. We probably just took a little step back and just a bit down that ladder to where we were last season. But I don't think it's a bad thing at the end of the day.
Yeah.
No, not at all. No. And you know how I feel I really want Wood to get the software back in regards to not winning a trophy. Mm-hmm. I really want Wood as soon as we can to get that off, because I just feel it's this sort of
it's like a shadow.
It is, isn't it? A bit, yeah. And I just think the longer it goes on, you know, say we reach the next final and it doesn't happen, and you get this and it doesn't happen, it just becomes a darker and darker cloud.
Yeah.
We got tarnished with that brush for years, but we never even got close to winning something ever. Really. Yeah. A couple of times in the FA Cup back in the day, but the we need to try and get over that hurdle. And I don't want to jump too far ahead because, you know, it sounds maybe a bit too over ambitious. But if we're, you know, I think next season, if we can attack, if it's the Conference League, for example, really think we could go far on that. Like,
I agree.
Absolutely.
Anything that you want to add before?
Just to bring it back to the, it's an extra positive thing to look at as well as the goal difference. And we're going to need an 11 goal swing. If anything, if it's going to come down really tight into the wire,
it's not happening.
We're going to be in the best position because we're 11 goals better off than everybody else.
Yeah, it's definitely not going down a goal difference. If it does go down a goal difference, it's not even going to be close. It's not going to be touching distance.
We'll have
which
the
is great. Yeah, which is great. Ahead. Another thing that's in on our side, if you like.
Thanks, Sheffield.
It's all them, isn't it?
Pretty much.
But I'm looking forward to it. You know what it is? Like, the end of a season, it is quite nervous and it's quite... can be quite tedious, but I'm really looking forward to this final three games and this running, because I think, like I mentioned before, ball's in our court, that's ours to lose. And
we've been in a situation where we've looked at the end of the season to stay up, and it's been really stressful for that way. So it is lovely that
it's a
really nice positive. I'm not stressed about it. It's great. Yeah. It's great to be but sort of competing.
Only one thing I'm gutted about is our last home game of the season being...
It's two games away, isn't it?
It's two games away. If it had been that middle one, then great, then fantastic. The last game of the season, even better. Mm-hmm. But right. I don't know. I don't think that's going to have any sort of impact in the race.
We just need to make sure that it gets with the 3 points.
Yes, we need the 3 points.
That's what. That matters at the minute.
Which we'll be fine. We'll get there.
End it on. Come on, Palace.
Thanks everybody who has been listening or watching to this one. We haven't decided if this is going out as a video yet. So if you can see, we're. Hi, everybody. If you're just listening to the audio, just give us a 5-star review. Drop a little comment on there as well. It means a lot to us. If it has gone out of video, become a subscriber. It costs you nothing to do that. We will be doing more podcasts like this throughout next season as well. Hopefully some European podcasts in there as well, as Eddie Howe's Mags fight for that Europa League title.
As we're going into the Far Eastern European countries to go looking for a win in the Europa Conference League.
Cheap flights all over the shop.
Way aye.
Cheap flights. Well, until they realise that we're playing. Then the price will go up. Tories. Thanks, everybody. See you later.
Ta-ra.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.